Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 2 March 2015. It's Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you were warm wherever you were. Warm and, with people that you care about and doing things that you enjoy. It is a beautiful day here in Missouri. We got about 6 inches of snow and just absolutely gorgeous outside. Just wanted to tell you we've got a couple of breaking stories. Well, three, I think, breaking stories. Based on the interview that happened last week with Kent Hovind from prison, some things happened. I'll tell you about that. And even in one story, Cynthia shared with me that the Power Hour was mentioned because of the interview that we had with Kent Hovind. So we'll see what happens. Now, today is the day that he is supposed to go to trial. I don't know what's going to take place. Hopefully there will be some people at the courthouse that will be able to share with us, let us know what's happening, give us a call if there is something drastic that takes place. But it's a very serious time for Kent Hovind. His whole life is at stake. A whole entire life in prison is what is at stake. Another major story that I want to tell you about is it seems we now have information for sure that the United States is supporting ISIL with weapons. Thanks to globalresearch.ca, they have put it together. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to know how they explain this one, because I do not think it can be explained. The height of hypocrisy, again, the United States elite government, over the murder of a Russian man, if you haven't heard about this. There was a Russian, I think they want you to believe he was some kind of dissident or anti-government person. Boris Nemtsov died on Friday, was shot near Russia's capital, well, in Moscow, but near the presidential facility there. And now the question is, did the United States do it to create more unrest for Russia? Interesting thoughts on that story. And do you like pickles and pickle juice? You may want to be careful. We got a story on pickle juice today. And guess who won the CPAC conference for the third time? For the third time. And guess who got booed horribly? Yes, it was Jeb Bush. Horribly booed. I mean, embarrassingly booed. Well, he came out like a stallion reacting to that. And he was interviewed by Sean Hannity. Man, Bush was mad. You could tell it in his face. He realizes he is in a world of hurt when it comes to the election. And I'm glad. I am really, really glad. Just want to let you know who we have as guests today. Ken O'Keefe will be joining us in the second hour. Ken O'Keefe from the UK, former military, pretty much has his handle on everything that is going on. I mean, he really seems to have a good idea of the way the world is. And he will be joining us in the third hour. Annie Peterson will be joining us regarding Operation Paperclip. For those of you who do not know Operation Paperclip, a story that needs to be told. I'm sorry, Annie Jacobson. A story that needs to be told over and over again for you to know exactly the egregious activity that went on with our own government in experimentation on our people. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schmiley. Lots of news today.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. So glad to have you joining us today. There's so much in the news today. You notice in the major stories, I didn't mention that Netanyahu's in the United States today. Yeah. All by design. All by design. And, of course, the battle is between, allegedly, the president and Boehner and the House. How could they have invited Netanyahu over here without telling the president and blah, blah? Who cares? Well, they're going to make it into as major an issue as they can, I'm sure. But, of course, he's coming over here to ask for more money and for us to please go and kill people in Iran. That's basically what it is. Please kill more people. As I was thinking about this over the weekend, the United States has evolved or de-evolved, if you will, into two things: technology and killing. Technology and war. Technology and killing people. That's exactly where we have sort of descended. And embarrassingly, unbelievably incomprehensible world that we live in now that is all about killing. All about killing. And now the story that has just emerged, and I am so thrilled that I got it from Marty. Al Anbar province, numerous flights, you better be ready for this, numerous flights by the U.S.-led coalition planes airdrop weapons and supplies for ISIL in terrorist-held areas. Now explain this one, elite corrupt government. Iraq's army has just shot down two British planes as they were carrying weapons for the ISIL terrorist in Al Anbar province. The Iraqi Parliament's National Security and Defense Committee has access to the photos of both planes that are British and have crashed while they were carrying weapons for the ISIL. Head of the committee, Hakim Al-Zamali, said, according to a Monday report of the Arabic Language Information Center of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, he said the Iraqi parliament has asked London for explanations in this regard. The senior Iraqi legislator further unveiled that the government in Baghdad is receiving daily reports from people and security forces in Al Anbar province on numerous flights by the U.S.-led coalition planes that airdrop weapons and supplies for ISIL in terrorist-held areas. The Iraqi lawmaker further noted the cause of such Western aids to the terrorist group and explained that the U.S. prefers a chaotic situation in Anbar province, which is near the cities of Karbala in Baghdad, as it does not want the ISIL crisis to come to an end. Unbelievable. Earlier today, a senior Iraqi provincial official lashed out the Western countries and their regional allies for supporting Takfiri terrorists in Iraq, revealing that U.S. and Israeli-made weapons have been discovered from the areas purged of ISIL terrorists. We have discovered weapons made in the U.S. Now, ladies and gentlemen, does that not remind you of what happened in 1991 in the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, when the United States supplied Iraq weapons? Supplying the enemy weapons so that the elite government can go in and take the resources. Kill people and take resources. U.S. made weapons. We arm our enemies, ladies and gentlemen. We don't. But they take the money out of your paycheck to arm the enemy so more people can be killed. They say they have discovered weapons made in the U.S., European countries, and Israel from the areas liberated from ISIL's control in the al-Baghdadi region. He noted that the weapons made by the European countries and Israel were discovered from the terrorists in the eastern parts of the city of Ramadi. Al-Zamali has also disclosed in January that the anti-ISIL coalition's planes have dropped weapons and foodstuff for the ISIL in the Salahuddin, Al-Anbar, and Diyala provinces. Al-Zamali underlined that the coalition is the main cause of ISIL's survival in Iraq. There are proofs and evidence for the U.S.-led coalition's military aid to the ISIL terrorist through airdropped cargoes. He noted that the members of his committee have already proved that the U.S. planes, have dropped advanced weaponry, including anti-aircraft weapons for the ISIL, and that it has set up an investigation committee to probe into the matter. I don't know how much more serious or more treasonous it can get. He noted that the members of the committee have already proved that the U.S. planes have dropped advanced weaponry, including the anti-aircraft weapons for the ISIL. The U.S. drops weapons for the ISIL on the excuse of not knowing about their whereabouts of the ISIL positions, that it is trying to distort the reality with its allegations. He noted that the committee had collected the data and the evidence provided by the eyewitnesses, including Iraqi army officers and the popular forces, and said these documents are given to the investigation committee and the necessary measures will be taken to protect the Iraqi airspace. Also in January, another senior Iraqi legislator reiterated that the U.S.-led coalition is the main cause the U.S.-led coalition is the main cause of ISIL's survival in Iraq. Where do you think they got all those trucks from? From the United States, ladies and gentlemen. The United States is arming, aiding, and abetting ISIL with your money and deceiving you at the same time. The international coalition is only an excuse for protecting the ISIL and helping the terrorist group with equipment and weapons. He said the coalition's support for the ISIL is now evident to everyone and continued. The coalition has not targeted ISIL's main positions in Iraq. In late December, Iraqi Parliamentary Security and Defense Committee MP disclosed that the U.S. plane supplied the ISIL terrorist organization with arms and ammunition in the Salahuddin province. He added that the U.S. and the international coalition are not serious in fighting against the ISIL organization because they have the technological power to determine the presence of ISIL gunmen and destroy them in 1 month. They added that the U.S. is trying to expand the time of the war against the ISIL to get guarantees from the Iraqi government to have its bases in Mosul and Anbar provinces. Salahuddin Security Commission also disclosed that unknown planes threw arms and ammunition to the ISIL gunmen southeast of Tikrit City. And the bottom line of all of this is what we've been telling you, is that the United States, it is ISIL, have created ISIL, ISIS, whatever you want to call them. They're not serious about eliminating them. They're allowing and encouraging them to build. They said that the coalition's precise airstrikes are launched only in those areas where the Kurdish Peshmerga forces are present, while military strikes in other regions are not so much precise. In late December, the U.S.-led coalition dropped aids to the Takfiri militants in an area north of Baghdad. Field sources in Iraq told Al-Manar that the international coalition airplanes dropped aids to the terrorist militants in Balad. In October, high-ranking Iranian commander also slammed the U.S. for providing the supplies for ISIL, adding that the U.S. claims that the weapons were mistakenly dropped to ISIL were untrue. The U.S. and the so-called anti-ISIL coalition claim that they have launched a campaign against this terrorist and criminal group while supplying them with weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I don't know how much more corrupt it can get than this, and how much more deceived the people can be. But the U.S. and the so-called anti-ISIL coalition claim they have launched a campaign against the terrorist and criminal group while, at the same time, supplying them with weapons, food, and medicine. This explicitly displays the falsity of the coalition and the U.S. claims. The U.S. claimed that it airdropped weapons and medical aid to Kurdish fighters confronting the ISIL in Kobani near the Turkish border. Oops, you know, we sent it to the wrong place, and it got in the hands of the wrong guys. Yeah, right. You're being lied to, deceived, and before long, probably even your sons and daughters will be going over there to fight against an army that was created by this government. I don't know what else to say. April 15th is around the corner, and that's your time to donate to ISIS and ISIL. It's your time to help arm the enemy. And another way to do that is by aiding and abetting and arming Israel. We're going to get to that in just a second, because that's why Netanyahu is over here. Let's go back to some of the other news. I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say. I did not know what to say. Let's go to Russia. The U.S.-backed opposition leader gunned down in Moscow, Boris Nemtsov. It's interesting to see how the murder was carried out. If you look at the closed-circuit TV footage that's in the email blast, you can see that a snow removal machine was going down the street. Someone got out, shot him 6 times, and then he is, and then that person jumps in another car, getaway car. It's pretty obvious what happened. We'll be back after this 4-minute break, but was it the United States? Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about what happened in Russia on Friday. A man was killed there. And you know, when you want to find out what really happened in the story, you kind of look at how CNN couches it. This man, who was Boris Nemtsov, very popular with the people because he spoke out and he was standing up against any evil, even any wrong, you know, like many of the people here in the United States. And the height of hypocrisy took place when they started saying, well, that's what happens when you upset Putin, or that's what happens when you go against Putin, or, you know, staging it, making it look like that it was because Putin had killed the man. I mean, it was another Buk missile situation, ladies and gentlemen. It in no way served the Russian government's interest at all to have him killed. But immediately CNN is implying that it was Putin that did it. The Russian government did it. Obviously, they wanted him dead because he was a bad apple. You know, isn't it interesting that this event took place at about the same time that we learned that in Chicago there was a building there where our people were being held without attorneys, being tortured, being questioned, not being allowed to have any of their rights, and that there was going to be this big demonstration on Saturday of what is this building and why is Chicago doing this? And all of a sudden, some Russian dissident, they want it to look like, which I don't think he was killed. And the United States is taking the high ground, and the president is responding to it. That's when you know, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on. The president responded to what a horrible thing this was. How dare they? We want an investigation. We want to know how he was killed. Really? Kind of reminds you of Breitbart, doesn't it? Now, in this country, it happens all the time, but we're not supposed to talk about it. And we're not supposed to recognize it as that. But it was caught on tape. You can see the picture of it, or you can see the video. It's far away, but you can see the video of it. But, I mean, this is just the height of hypocrisy to be blaming Putin for some guy that was killed when in the United States they're doing their own thing, Guantanamo, I mean, come on, and in Chicago. Anyway, so the story is he was speaking out against the Russian government, and the Russian government had him killed. A Buk missile. Remember that? Right. Moving on. ExxonMobil admits a $1 billion amount of money lost from anti-Russian sanctions. They're being hurt by that. Crude price shock sends Canadian oil service companies into a whirlwind. And it seems that gasoline has gone up 60 cents a gallon in California because of the oil prices going up. It's not going up. $48 this morning on, as I was checking it out this morning. No oil prices are going up, but the prices sure are at the gas tank. Nippon Airways, they are going to feed people Fukushima food. Oh, my gosh. If you're going to be flying on Nippon Airways, don't eat. It would be my recommendation. If you're understandably comparing airplane food to tasty cardboard, you've at least been eating cuisine that wasn't contaminated with radiation. Well, now, Nippon Airways Company will be serving their customers in the friendly skies Fukushima food from March until May. They will feature food from the Fukushima Prefecture, part of the marketing campaign that was meant to highlight food from all over Japan. In their internationally connected lounges, they will serve Fukushima peaches, tomatoes, and beef, as well as 12 kinds of rice wine. Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? And Israel lobbies for more defense missile funds. This story is absolutely, I don't know how any person could agree with this. Anybody. I don't care if you're Israel first. I don't care what your background is. When we come back, I want to tell you how much money Israel wants and is getting from your paycheck. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for caring about your world and not caring about what's on television and the agenda news, because it is nothing but that, ladies and gentlemen. Netanyahu is coming to the United States because, well, we need to protect Israel from Iran. And Israel wants the United States to attack Iran. Well, Anthony Capaccio did a story about for Bloomberg on the amount of money that Israel is asking for the second consecutive year. Israeli officials asked the U.S. Congress for $317 million for a wish list of weapons, in addition to the $158 million the Pentagon proposed for the fiscal year for David's Sling and Arrow 3. You know, you're going to need a calculator to put all this money together, because it's a lot. Israel wanting more and more money from the United States. Wait a minute. Israel has their own money, ladies and gentlemen. Why do they need to take it out of your pocket? For the current fiscal year, Congress added about $347 million for missile defense programs, including Iron Dome, bringing the total to $620 million. Lawmakers also approved an extra $225 million in emergency fiscal 2014 funds for the Iron Dome. Since 2011, Congress, are you keeping track of all this money here? Keeping up with it? Since 2011, Congress has appropriated more than $1.2 billion for Iron Dome, which is designed to intercept and destroy rockets capable of flying as far as 70 kilometers or 44 miles. In some years, Congress has added as little as $76 million also to that request. Then you get into David's sling, which is one of the weapons. Ramadi's proposal included $250 million to start production of the David sling system, in addition to Obama's $37 million request for development. Israel is requesting $35 million for initial production for Arrow 3, in addition to the $55 million for the U.S. administration seeking for development. I mean, it's like millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and up to billions that we are providing them. Why? Oh, that's right, because they have those homemade weapons from Gaza. And don't tell me that Gaza has all these weapons. They don't. They don't have a port where they can receive them. They don't have the infrastructure to make them. They have homemade weapons. Now, this has nothing to do with whether I'm for or against Israel or for or against Palestine or Gaza. I am for people not being killed. And I am for us not supporting a country. The one that supposedly brought us, thou shalt not kill. Why is it that you Christians, are supporting a country and a people who don't even believe in your Messiah? Who deny your Messiah? But you are fighting to give them every bit of money that can be given to them out of the pockets of our people. What are we thinking? It's because it's been done over and over again. Nobody questioned it. And we were told it was the right thing to do. And so everybody said, okay. That's so many millions of dollars and billions of dollars. All right, let me move on to what happened last week on Free Kent Hovind. FreeKentHovind.com is now reporting that Mr. Hovind was moved to an isolation cell after the radio show on the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that he was making a lot of noise, getting his position heard, and they moved him to isolation, changed him to an isolation cell. He has to sleep on the floor. He can no longer have phone access after he granted the interviews. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what happened. He was on the Power Hour, and then he got put into isolation, placed on the floor. Kent Hovind is if you don't know who he is, he's a creation science teacher, Baptist minister, who became well known for debating university professors and refuting Darwinian evolutionary theory. He served 8 years of a 10-year prison sentence. He's now fighting a new charge that would put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Mr. Hovind spoke on the Joyce Riley Power Hour talk radio show, and there is a video of that also this past week from the county jail. And got him into a lot of trouble, and I feel horrible about that. And I want you all to know that I talked with them about whether or not it would be appropriate to have him on the air from the prison, if that would do more damage to him, and they said no. He was doing lots of radio interviews. They wanted him to be on the air, and he wanted to be on the air. So we did it, and this is what happened. Now, Santa Rosa, Florida, is where this trial is going to be starting today. As I recall, it's a federal case. You might want to see about whether or not you can support him if you're in that area, just by being there. I don't know what else to do. There's a list of things at the website, freekenthovind.com. A list of number of things that you can do to support him. And he has a lot of supporters. Now let's move to what happened in Chicago. The abusive confinement situation there at that Black Ops site, remember? We talked about last week, and also InfoWars was there this weekend. Well, a Chicago man now has told The Guardian that he was confined for 3 days there, shackled, interrogated, and fed only twice. His whereabouts unknown. Inside the police black site at the epicenter of public outcry over allegations of abuse said to focus on minority citizens. Four black Chicagoans have now come forward to The Guardian detailing off-the-books ordeals at the facility, including another who describes being detained in a big cage with his wrist cuffed to a bench so that he could not move. It's being called a domestic black ops site. You can see the article and the information, the video, at the Power Hour News section or in the email blast. Private police now are carrying guns and making arrests. Their ranks are swelling. Oh, my gosh. The Washington Post reports that a guy named Michael Yulin stopped a driver in a Manassas apartment complex on a recent night and wrote the man a ticket for driving with a suspended license. With a badge on his chest, a gun on his hip, Yulin gave the driver a stern warning to stay off the road. The stop was routine police work, except for one problem. Yulin is not a Manassas officer. The citation came courtesy of the private force that he created that until recently he called the Manassas Junction Police Department. Boy, don't call that a militia or don't start your own police department. Can you imagine? Senator Rand Paul wins the CPAC conference. If you're not familiar with what CPAC is, that is the Conservative Political Action Conference that has been meeting every year since 2006. And they're supposedly trying to find who's going to be the presidential candidates. Well, Rand Paul won for the third year in a row. And guess who came in fifth? Jeb Bush. He was booed when he went out on stage, ladies and gentlemen, for an interview with Sean Hannity. He was booed. And he was mad, too, and you could see it in his face. I only saw the interview with Sean Hannity because they did not show the booing on Fox News. Surprise, surprise. Can you imagine that? At a Republican meeting, they booed Jeb Bush. Well, I think he knows that they couldn't even skew the results there. They're going to be up against some problems. Because, of course, I believe without a doubt that he is supposed to be the next president. But I think people are really responding in a negative fashion to that and do not want him to be president or anything else. Department of Homeland Security, what is it good for? Well, Ron Paul Institute says not much should be done away with. And Friday, if you'll remember, they were up against a deadline. Oh, we're all going to be out of business if we don't approve more money for Homeland Security by midnight. And they did, a couple hours before midnight. They approved it for 1 week. They are so inept. By design. It's all by design. It is all by design. So inept. Or to look like they're inept. But anyway, they said, oh, well, we'll do it for a week, and then now we're up against it again for this week. The vote followed weeks of debate over efforts to attach a prohibition on funding Obama's executive order granting amnesty to certain illegal immigrants for the Homeland Security funding bill. Despite the heated rhetoric from both sides, no one seriously believes that Congress will allow Homeland Security funding to lapse. That's a game. It is pomp and circumstance. It is a bunch of posturing. It is a game. And an LAPD, or several LAPD officers, shot a homeless man on Skid Row. Oh, this is another one of those horrible stories yesterday. An altercation was caught on video. The officer can be heard twice shouting, "Drop the gun." Evidently, he went for a police officer's gun. He was homeless. He may have been mentally ill. And the police shot him six times. And, of course, they're justifying it. Just like they are justifying the 12-year-old that was shot. Remember in Ohio? The 12-year-old boy that was at a park and was shot within 2 minutes of police arriving at the scene. They shot the 12-year-old boy and have now ruled that he contributed to his own death. I guess by being alive and breathing, he contributed to his own death. He was holding a toy gun, and they shot him and killed him. Without asking anything, without telling him anything, just shot him and killed him. And now they've ruled the police were justified, as they usually are. Billionaire warns of total collapse and the endgame scenario. He says there's no way out. Your money is going to be worthless. According to billionaire resource investor Carlo Civelli, there is likely no way out for central banks, which have spent the last several years printing money hand over fist. Over his decades-long career, Civelli has either managed or financed over 20 companies, most of which now have market capitalizations in the billions of dollars, so he knows a thing or two about investing during the boom time and the bust. In his most recent interview with Future Money Trends, he warns of an endgame scenario that is nothing short of a total collapse. And here's the scary part. Civelli says that even gold may not be a safe haven should the worst case scenario play out. Wow. Just the beginning of kill switch situations on the internet, is it? Strange events have been happening now since they decided that they're going to control the internet. Net neutrality, since the FCC voted for net neutrality. Very strange events have been occurring. A hard-hitting interview with the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, Paul Craig Roberts, completely went down and the article could not be assessed throughout the day. Measles hysteria leads a daycare director to order parents to subject children to invasive blood draws. The call for forced vaccinations is not enough. Now everyone must prove that they are not sick by submitting to forced blood draws. Unbelievable. The Samoa Infant Toddler Center has now become a testing ground for a new slew of forced medical intervention and surveillance. Officials are now requiring the infant's blood to be drawn to monitor them before they can be approved to interact with the public. Unbelievable. Flashback. Merck created a hit list to destroy, neutralize, or discredit dissenting doctors. Merck made a hit list of doctors who criticized Vioxx. Remember, 700,000 people died as a result of Vioxx? According to a testimony in a Vioxx class action case in Australia, the list emailed between Merck employees contained doctors' names with the labels neutralize, neutralized, or discredit next to them. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they found that. That is good. Now, what are they going to do with it? What will they do with it? Do you know that the government's largest tax collector, Texas, is Linebarger? Biggest private debt collector, Linebarger works for 2,300 clients nationwide, collects $1 billion for its clients each year. The collection system is far from perfect, leading to some nightmare scenarios, despite decades of scandals over the way the firm gets business and even jail time for one of its top executives. Linebarger still lands lucrative government contracts. Of course, of course. Did you know that 45% of the people do not own stock in this country? They just said that on Fox. That means 55% do. That's a lot more than I would have thought it was going to be. They say tax audits are going to dwindle now to record lows this year. The audit rate, the percentage of individuals' tax returns, IRS revenue agents examined earlier in person or via correspondence, fell to 0.86 last year percent, the data shows. EPA is now being sued over the shrinking monarch butterfly population. Leading environmental group filed a lawsuit against the EPA, accusing regulators of dismissing dangers about a certain chemical used in herbicides, including Monsanto's widely used Roundup. The lawsuit filed Friday by the National Resources Defense Council in Federal District Court in New York argues that an ingredient in the herbicide glyphosate has had devastating effects on monarch butterflies causing the population to become half of what it was in 7 years. If vaccines are safe, then why has the U.S. government paid $3 billion to vaccine-injured families? Good question, don't you think? They're an imperfect science. They don't work. They're full of all kinds of bad stuff. And yet, they secretly pay off people to the tune of $3 billion since 1986. Charlotte Observer reports on child crippled by vaccines and was awarded $2 million in damages. The Charlotte Observer has done something that is quite rare. They've reported the truth about a child who received the recommended childhood vaccines and became brain damaged. The family was awarded $2 million settlement in vaccine court. The shocking difference between organic and GMO labels after this 3-minute break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. In the next hour, Ken O'Keefe from the UK. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. The shocking difference between organic and non-GMO labels only verifies that a product doesn't contain genetically modified ingredients, or technically it contains less than 0.9% GMOs. Well, that's good. It's not the whole story about what the product contains, how it was produced, where it came from. You know, I think the people have a right to know where their food comes from, what it consists of, what we are eating, what the nutritional content is. We have a right to know that. But are we being told that? No. We're not being told that. And we have that right, but we're not standing up for it, and we're not demanding it, so it's not happening. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you. What is your choice of what you are going to do? Is your tea full of pesticides? Natural Society says if you're worried about GMO sugar beets, corn, or soy, think again when it comes to steeping your favorite cup of tea. Herbs many times contain 100 times higher levels of glyphosate than some GM foods. And for the first time, pesticides are washed off. The first time that pesticides are washed off is in your cup. Be careful. Buy organic wherever you can. I mean, I don't even know that that's the answer, but it is the only answer I know. How root canals can spark autoimmune diseases. Are root canals safe? Dr. George Meinig, author of Root Canal Cover-Up, was a founding member of the American Association of Endodontics. He quit the association later in his career after he saw firsthand the adverse effects of root canals have on the immune system. Damage to the jawbone caused by the infected cavitation sites where root canal teeth once sat. Lack of sleep leads to irritability, anxiety, depression, and obesity. 8 hours sleep, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that simple. Beware of the dangerous ingredients in pickles and pickle juice. Are you a pickle juice fan? A lot of people drink pickle juice. And all I can say is, make sure you're getting organic pickles then. Because if you're not, then you're going to be getting some stuff that you probably don't want. And I'm talking about polysorbate 80. Talking about an awful lot of salt, and not even the good kind of salt. Because if you want to have good salt, use sea salt, of course. If you don't know what sea salt is, that's what we recommend at the Power Hour, sea salt. But pickle juice contains a lot of preservatives. Calcium chloride, sodium benzoate, polysorbate 80, and then what's called natural flavor. Did you know there's over 1,000 ingredients that fall under natural flavor? And what do you bet about? Probably about 999 of them are not natural. But they call it natural, so they get away with it. Because we don't complain. And yellow 5 food coloring, known as tartrazine, belongs in the class of food dyes. It's in there also. So make your own pickles is the key. Make your own pickles. Roundup Ready pet products. If your pet's food, treats, or even cat litter contain corn, soy, alfalfa, or canola, chances are your pet is consuming genetically modified crops and the risk associated with them. Wow. Check out a holistic veterinarian, ladies and gentlemen. A really good answer is to go to a holistic veterinarian. We're going to be back after this break, and we are going to go to our guest, Ken O'Keefe from the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a favorite of the Power Hour. Hard-hitting, doesn't mince words. Let's find out what's going on, what his thoughts are with respect to Russia, Ukraine, and the rest of the mess, including ISIS. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Schwartz.